The government has moved to ensure the country's biggest polluters will have to do more to meet climate targets, and the government won't issue any more free pollution credits from 2024. Climate Minister James Shaw says the free credits were meant to protect New Zealand businesses against competition from more loosely regulated competitors overseas, but now they are earning far more credits than they need. James Shaw is on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning, Corin.
Will this mean any of the big producers, I'm thinking the likes of Methanex or the cement producers, steel, go out of business?
No, they won't. I mean, the whole point of the regime, the regime itself actually stays in place, but the problem that we had was we were kind of comparing today's performance against a baseline from the late 2000s, and for a number of companies, you know, their circumstances have changed so radically in that period of time that we were providing more assistance than they needed to in order to stay in business whilst it's still facing that market.
How much? Can you quantify that for us when you say need? So you're going to do it on need now. That sounds to me like it's going to be difficult.
Well, what do you mean by difficult? I mean, it's...
You've got to make a calculation. They'll say how much they need. You might have a different view as the government.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, and this process has taken us, you know, quite a long time to arrive at a conclusion about what that means. But I think now that we've actually got a process and we're going to be gathering data from companies on an annual basis, we're going to be able to, you know, it's going to be a much simpler process than it has been up until this point. So, you know, there's a fairly complex piece of algebra that sort of underlies all of this, but we've never really had the means to be able to collect good data before this process in order to be able to monitor the situation. So we had a suspicion that companies were getting far more than, you know, they needed to, but we didn't really have any way of knowing for sure. So it's taken us almost 2 years to get to the point of the announcement.
That sure, but can you quantify? Are we talking hundreds of millions of dollars?
Yes. Well, what we think is that is the equivalent of about $60 million worth of ETS units in terms of what's been over-allocated. But the kind of size of the overall program is still the equivalent of 89% of their overall obligation
right. This
year, and that kind of clocks down by one.
But what happens if we come back to that earlier issue I mentioned, that you see overseas competitors who aren't facing carbon restrictions perhaps start to enter New Zealand and are more competitive price-wise and put some of these guys under pressure? I mean, would you step in and provide some tariff assistance or help them?
Well, the industrial allocation system already is that. You know, so companies receive you know, the equivalent of close to 90% of their obligation under the emissions trading scheme for free. And that assistance is provided to certain companies, not every company, but to companies that face that competition from the same kind of product from overseas where you don't have an equivalent carbon price.
Okay. I mean, the other issue, of course, is the farming issue. And I'm just wondering, I know you've still got to make a decision. The Climate Commission has raised concerns about the Hei Waka Ekanoa plan for farmers. Is that timeline that you're on still in place? Are you going to make a decision on this come December, one way or the other, whether farmers, that plan goes ahead?
Yes, we are. And we actually have to, because that deadline is in the legislation. So the government would be breaking the law if we didn't make that decision by Christmas.
That's significant, though, because there's clearly division on this one, right? I mean, you've got the Climate Commission now saying it's not going to consider extra vegetation and whatnot being done separately from the ETS. So,
sure, it's controversial. I mean, if it was easy, somebody would have fixed it.
Yeah, but now. I mean, I'm just trying to get a sense of that you will make this decision. Farmers need to know that you're not going to buckle here and push this back at all.
No, that's correct. There will be agricultural emissions pricing in New Zealand by 2025 in some form or another, and we will be the first country in the world to put agricultural emissions pricing in place. That will actually, I think, bolster our exports overseas because it'll build the trust and the brand that we like to say is all about our providence with the environment. We know that other countries like Ireland and the Netherlands and so on are kind of working on other regimes themselves, but I think people around the world do look to New Zealand and say, well, okay, if you say that you're number one, in this sector, then you know.
Will you give them any ground on that issue around soaking up emissions with vegetation and forests and shelter belts and things, or are you inclined to be a bit tougher on that?
Oh, look, I cannot say where we're going to land on that, Corin. We're still in the process, and it would be unfair of me to kind of end run that process and, you know.
Okay, I understand.
In the media now.
Final question. It is your conference, online conference, isn't it, this weekend?
Yeah, it is. We're not delighted about that. We've obviously, like most organisations, we've had online events the last several years, and we were really hoping to be able to get people together, but we just made the call on Monday evening that it was just too high a risk given the current outbreak and the pressure on health services.
Understand, and you've been copping a little bit of speculation about a potential, annual challenge to your leadership. It seems it comes around every year, does it? You're not worried about that?
No, I'm not. And you're right, it does come around every year, and it's kind of, I think, just part of the privilege of being co-leader of the Green Party.